Blog Talk Radio.
I'm so fresh, so clean, because of that man. He bled and died and gave me life again. I mean, life began because I was sinking down to the pit. That's where I was heading. My ultimate heaven sent evident and sacrifice. Thank you, thank you, thank you for tremendously saving my life. You saved my life. Yup, 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 you saved my life. And you made me brand. And you made me brand new. Anybody brand new?
We are being bombarded with a new term, phrase, terminology that says we're embracing a new norm, which is completely ludicrous. If you actually think about it and go into detail, first and foremost, you must understand what is normal before you can understand a sense of normalcy. And to be normal is to conform to a standard, usual, typical, or expected. So as an adjective, that normal is being used to say that you must conform to a brand new standard that we're setting, which is causing a lot of anxiety, uncertainty, all out fear in a lot of people all around us. And so we're having to deal with ourselves. We're going to see therapists, we're going to see psychologists, but what's happening is that there's a society and group of people who are very selfish because they have their own agenda, that are trying to change the standard to get everyone to conform to, and then tell you and bombard you over the airwaves and television through media and propaganda that you must conform, put on your mask, stay in your house, take the shot. It's very interesting. If normal was used as a noun, it would be the usual, the average, or the typical state or condition. So the bar is being moved, lowered, changed, and you're being expected to conform. Some are actually conforming, and some are protesting, abandoning it, just all out rejecting it. And it's causing a sense of cognitive dissonance. A lot of people are finding themselves not being able to sleep at night because they're being forced to alter who they were really created to be. And that's not normal. There's a commercial on TV now that kind of humors me a lot, because you have a couple who has a relative going through their refrigerator and throwing everything out and saying, expired, expired. Although I found it humorous and I laugh at it, that family member, which was an auntie, pretty much needs to be all of us. But she was in somebody else's business and somebody else's life, helping them to clean out their closet. Actually, there's nothing wrong with that. She was assisting with cleansing the refrigerator. And sometimes people have to come in our lives and tell us when things are expired and it's time to let go of them. Either you do it or someone else is going to forcibly do it for you. And now it's not complying or conforming, but the thing about it is that I don't want to get into the propaganda of society today with this new normalcy. I want to deal more so with ourselves and us, as this show is designed to do. There are things in our lives that are expired. So if there's going to be any new normalcy, it should be under your control, that you're controlling your circle, your interactions. But you can't control your encounters, but you can control how you respond and the choice you make with the encounters you will have. So actually, this show was designed today, or the subtitle would be Breaking the Sense of Normalcy and Stepping into the Unknown. The reason why some people don't want to conform, because it's very tough to go into an area that's unknown when you don't know what's going to happen. That's what's happening all over the world and in the United States. People's normalcy is being changed, but they don't know what's around the corner, what's going to happen. So how do you prepare in your own life? This is duplicitous, because it has a different meaning when it comes to your own life. It's you taking control of your life and breaking the sense of normalcy so that you are prepared for whatever is there in the unknown. See, school, practice, reading, all of these things are preparatory procedures for when the unknown strikes. At least you're prepared. There's no such thing as luck. I've always been told that luck is when preparation meets opportunity. When the opportunity presents itself, you're already prepared. You've already did the homework, the studying, the working out. You've done your due diligence. So there's no such thing as the unknown. It's timing, preparation, opportunity. If you're optimistic, you won't question the timing. When you become pessimistic, you always complain and say, when is my turn? When is it coming? But in patience, we possess our souls. So what we do is we begin to enjoy the journey and the process. Because trust me, the reward is short-lived. It's nothing but a temporary moment. People make the sad mistake of relegating, relishing the moment and living there for the rest of their lives, telling people what they accomplished 30 years ago or 40 years ago, but never accomplished anything else. They stayed right there. And the scripture said, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things that are behind me, I press toward the mark, which means I don't count myself to have already made it. I don't think I'm already all that. I appreciate the reward, but it's only going to make me work harder to get to the next reward. And then there's also the eternal reward in you being an outstanding human being before the Most High, being complicit with His laws. What is normal? So it's you conforming. To me, that's not normal. So we break the sense of normalcy. We throw out the things that are expired, because you can't hold on to the past, and we press toward the mark, and we're optimistic about the future because we're willing to step into the unknown, because we step into the unknown by faith. We say that I'm prepared. I'm prepared physically. I'm not wrestling with a bunch of physical ailments. We prepare spiritually. We know that we've been spending time in prayer, meditation every day, getting ourselves on point. And then you're ready for whatever should come in your personal life. I can't tell you about this world. I can tell you where I understand prophetically that's going to transpire, but this show was not designed for that. There is no new norm in this world. There's just some people moving the standard and trying to get you to conform and change to where they want you to go. But I want you to free your mind no matter where this world turns. That book that says, I Know Why the Caged Bird Sings, talked about, look, you can lock me up, but you can't lock up my mind. You can't lock up my soul. You can't lock up my spirit. I can still sing while you have me in this cage. And you can manipulate and maneuver the world around me. But I am free, and I am not afraid to break this sense of normalcy and step into the unknown. I am not afraid to throw away the things that don't need to be in my life anymore. I am not afraid to walk away from something that's bad for me, a person that's bad for me, an addiction that's bad for me. You have the strength, and you can do that, and it's possible. Believe me, trust. This has been 180 Degree Wednesdays. I am Voorhees. Moving forward, I want to announce that the book has been released called Sacred Mischief, now available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Kindle, ebook, or you can order a soft cover copy for yourself to read. And it's the book Sacred Mischief, The Paradox, which sounds like a dichotomy of terms. Well, you've got to get the book so you can understand how can mischief be sacred. And starting next week, I will actually begin reading from the book for at least 15 minutes because I want you to go out and buy it. I'll give you excerpts of every chapter, but I'm sure it will enhance, encourage, bless your life, and help you to understand your purpose in the earth. 180 degrees is how you must turn your life around. Don't do 360 and go in the same direction. Go in the opposite direction on what they call hump day. But whatever you do, be the best you can be. The only for sure obstacle to truth is to think that you already have it, because truth is a journey, not a destination. Peace and blessings.
I'm so fresh, so clean, because of that man. He bled and died and gave me life again. I mean, life began because I was sinking down to the pit. That's where I was heading. My ultimate heaven sent evident and sacrifice. Thank you, thank you, thank you for tremendously saving my life. You saved my life. Yup, 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 you saved my life. And you made me brave. And you made me brand new. Anybody brand new? Woo!